We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
2:15 to play in the half. Long time without a whistle here. Austin Reeves stops, pops, long three. Got it! Reeves from deep. Sooners beat the full court pressure. 45-28. Brady for three up high. Good! Just the second bucket for Brady today. They've both been triples. It is over in Norman, and the Sooners have won it today. Non-conference showdown, 20th consecutive non-conference home win for OU. 85-54, the final over Florida A&M. Sooners, Kevin, bouncing back from a loss on Wednesday night in Cincinnati. 19 three-pointers by the Musketeers. They just buried him in threes. Had to get on a plane, come home. And I thought a pretty good lick-your-wounds performance here today.
Well, they had a really good practice Thursday, Friday. The guys were really spirited and really wanting to improve because, you know, that type of performance at Xavier wasn't what this Sooner basketball team wants to be about. So they came out and took care of business today. And that's what you do in games like this. You want to take care of business every time and work on the little things. Again, closeouts, high hands, taking away some threes. Thought they gave up a few, but there was a few that, some shots that went in for the Rattlers. But I thought the Sooners did a much better job of having active hands on the defensive side. They were getting steals, deflections, and shot the ball well. Good to see Mo Gibson make some shots and some other guys that got in and got in on the action. So good for them, good win.
14 guys played, 11 scored. Kirk Queth, the leading scorer today with 14. We'll take a look at all the stats coming up. Post-game interview with Lon Kruger, Austin Reeves, and others. Stick around. Post-game show straight ahead. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
The ultimate Sooner fan deserves the ultimate watch party. Win the ultimate watch party set with everything a true OU fan needs to host their own football game watch party, plus $250. Just go to mitfirst.com/register to register your MitFirst debit or credit card today. Offer ends December 31st. No purchase necessary. MitFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, I'm Mike Golic, and are you ready to test your college sports knowledge? Join me as I host the Fan Exam presented by Unilever, a new live trivia game show taking place at 8 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday and Thursday through December 17th at thefanexam.com. We're giving out some great prizes every week and at the end of the season. Plus, it's free to play. Show your smarts as you compete against college fans from all over the country. Sign up now at thefanexam.com. It's the Fan Exam presented by Unilever.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Another road game for Florida A&M as the inbounds is stolen by Jalen Hill. 3-on-2. Hill will keep it himself to the rim, and he lays it in. Strong.
Wow. What a finish. What a steal and finish by himself all the way down the floor.
Gibson angles right. Now he'll wait for help. Davion for three. Got it. Harmon from deep. His second triple. 85-54, the final today in Norman. Oklahoma moves to 3-1 on the year. The highlight you heard coming out of the break is your OG&E power play of the game today. OG&E, we energize life. We await the postgame thoughts of the victorious Sooners, and while we do, let's take a look at the final stats in this one. We will start with Oklahoma. I mentioned 5 in double figures today, and maybe we will. They're coming our way right now. Here they come. Stats being delivered hot off the press. Woo! Can't even touch it. It's so hot. Here we go. 14 for Kerkweth. 8 rebounds as well. And 3 block shots. Kevin, he was 7 of 10 from the field. It's a good game.
Well, he got off to a great start. He scored around the basket. Then he hit a couple of jumpers from the outside. Caught a couple of dunks. I mean, those are things all in the first half that really get you off to a great game. And, you know, I know that Kerr's not looking to be the leading scorer of this team. But, man, that was a great start that he had. And good job of finishing the game off.
Austin Reeves, 12 points, 8 assists, only 1 turnover today. Brady Manick, only 10 points. That's half his season average. He went 2 of 5 from deep. Now 201 career three-pointers in 101 career Sooner games. I mean, do the math. That's 2 a game. Close anyway. Davion Harmon, 10 points, 6 rebounds today. Alondis Williams, 10 points, 5 rebounds, had a couple of steals. Moja Gibson, 9 points, all in the second half. He was 3 of 7 from three-point range. Another good day for Jalen Hill, kind of doing the little things. 6 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal for Hill. Victor Awalker had 5 points, as did Trey Phipps. Phipps had another 3 today. And 2 for Rick Asanza and Anyang Garang. Both of those guys getting their first points in a Sooner uniform. And let's go live now to the Sooner locker room. We are joined by Austin Reeves. Austin, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to see some guys there late like Anyang and Rick get into the action for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. They come to practice every day and work just as hard, if not harder, than everybody else. And it's good for them to get their get in the game and you know get a feel for how it is.
Austin, talk about the – I know we've mentioned it before, but you see, it seems like you're very comfortable in this point guard role. You're handling the ball more. You're distributing more. 8 assists tonight. Just talk about some of the things that are going through your mind bringing it across half court.
Just to make the best play for our team to be successful. The coaches put me in a good situation to do that, and the players finish the plays. I mean, you got to give all the credit to them and the coaches as well for putting me in that position and believing in me.
Austin, I want to take you back to the first half. You guys got a big early lead, and then they got back into it. They got within 7. You had been pretty quiet offensively, but then went on a one-man scoring spurt there. Was that a conscious decision by you to kind of try to take over the game and get that lead back?
I just try to take what the defense gives me and just play that way, not to force anything and just make the right play for our team to be successful.
12 points, 8 assists, only 1 turnover today. A fantastic performance again by Austin Reeves. Austin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, continuing to look at the final stats, Florida A&M led by MJ Randolph with 15 points. Johnny Brown actually had 16. He had 4 three-pointers today, 9 rebounds for Johnny Brown as well. Bryce Moraine, 7 points, 11 boards. DJ Jones had 6, as did Jai Clark, and 2 points each for Cameron Reeves and Big Evans DeSeer. Sooners go +2 on the boards, 42-40. Oklahoma only 7 turnovers as a team today, while they forced 15 out of the Rattlers. Shooting numbers, Sooners shoot 52% from the field. They came into today number 2 in the Big 12 in field goal percentage at 50%. That will improve slightly today. 46%. I was looking at the first half numbers. Sooners shoot 46% today, 30 of 65. 9 of 25 from deep, that's 36%. And the 4th consecutive game, OU shoots 80% or better from the free throw line. They were right on 80% today, 16 of 20. Florida A&M shoots 32% from the field, 20 of 63. 6 for 16 behind the arc for the Rattlers, that's 38%. And they were 8 for 12 at the foul line, 67% there. OU outscored them off turnovers, 19-9. Sooners outscored them in the paint, 36-16. Second chance points, slight edge OU, 13-12. Fast break points, OU had 10. FAMU had 3. And the Sooner bench outscored the Rattler bench, 29-24. Final score in this one, Oklahoma 85. And Florida A&M 54. We'll take another postgame timeout. More reaction from the Sooner locker room coming up. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this at 3 a.m. tonight? Hey, it's Jake. I want a race to save. Got the courage on my brand new ride. State Farm race. Yeah, they're great. State Farm, State Farm, State Farm race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're having a baby in these challenging times, Mercy is here for you. We're taking measures to protect our birth centers, following all guidelines to keep you, your baby, and our caregivers safe. Mercy has been supporting safe pregnancies for nearly 200 years, and as we face this new challenge, our legacy endures. Download our pregnancy and birth guides at mercy.net/OUfootball. Visit mercy.net/OUfootball. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health, the future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam.
Steps back for 3. Found it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it! And gets the foul. Are you kidding me? Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey, Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics. When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Gibson between the circles, holding. He'll shoot from there, 30 feet. Mo Gibson from deep. Wow. Mo Gibson, Trey Phipps set to check in. Next whistle. Reeves spins away from a defender again. Alley-oop this time to Alondis, and that one with more authority. Alondis Williams, the slam. That's your StubHub move of the game today. StubHub, your ticket out. The official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics, and we go live now to the Sooner locker room. We are joined by Alondis Williams, 10 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals. Fantastic game today. Alondis, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Take me back to Wednesday. You guys suffer the loss. What was the talk after that game? What did you guys want to do better today?
We just wanted to, improve on our defense and stop them from shooting threes, because that was the only thing that has stopped us from last game. Like, the scoring was there. It was just they were just letting it fly, and that's what we had to do, is improve our defense and not letting them shoot threes.
You looked more aggressive today offensively, especially early in the second half, like you were looking for your shot a little bit more. Is that true?
Yeah. Me and the team, we're getting more comfortable together, so that's it.
Why were you wanting to get a little more offensive, or was coach imploring you to shoot a little bit more, or was that just on you?
No, it was just the game. Yeah. Just the flow of the game.
Hey, good to see some of those guys like Rick and Anyang get some action and get some points late today.
Yeah, like it made me proud seeing how much they've been working in practice and stuff like that, and then they be able to showcase it in the game so everybody else can see.
How about Mo? He's been struggling a little bit early in his Sooner career here. He got going in the second half today. That had to be a relief, too, for him.
Yeah, that's another thing that made me happy, too. Like, I just kept on just being in his head. Just like, bro, just keep shooting it. You got it. You're gonna start hitting it, and that's what he did. So I'm happy for him, too.
Hey, Alondis, we'll let you go after this. Tell me about that first plane flight and everything here in 2020, where you got all the protocols, the masks, the shields, all that kind of stuff. What was that road trip like for you guys?
It was different, because I never had to wear a shield like that before. So it was pretty different, but everything else is the same.
Alondis, congratulations on the win. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Alondis Williams, 1 of 5 Sooners in double figures today. He goes for 10 points, 5 boards, a couple of assists, a couple of steals as well. While we wait for Lon Kruger in our postgame interview, let's take a look at our UPS Big 12 scoreboard on this Saturday. College basketball, TCU gets a really nice win today, 73-55 over Texas A&M. R.J. Nimhard, 16 points, handing the Aggies their first defeat. Cade Cunningham hits the game winner. With under 10 seconds to go, it was a 3-pointer as Oklahoma State stays undefeated. They beat Wichita State in Wichita today, 67-64. Isaac Likely, 14 points to pace the Pokes. And Texas Tech, no problem with A&M Corpus Christi. The Red Raiders now 6-1. They win 77-57. Terrence Shannon had 15 points and 7 rebounds. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit ups.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. I'm told we have Lon Kruger coming up here very soon, so we're going to keep from going to a commercial break so that he doesn't have to hold through the break. So we'll have Coach Kruger's thoughts here in just a second. But we are rejoined here by Kevin Henry courtside. And one of the things that was good to see today, there's a lot of good things, but, boy, I think this team will be enhanced significantly if Emoji Gibson can get going and playing like we know he can. And hopefully the second half is an instigation today.
Well, it's not just him. It's Victor Walker. You get those two guys coming in, coming off the bench, playing some really good minutes. That's going to be terrific for these guys because it just adds a dimension. Victor's going to have an opportunity to play some four power forward spot in the Big 12 conference games. I mean, he's going to have a lot of chances to get in there and do some good things there. And then the more guards you can have, the better. So the more guys that handle the basketball, especially as well as Umoja Gibson does, and they don't turn it over, and he can shoot it, and he can make free throws. I mean, those are all good things that guards do. So it's going to be neat to have that type of versatility with this lineup.
There are a couple of traits early. We're four games into this thing. But a couple of traits early that are nice to see. This appears to be a really good shooting team from everywhere. Field goal percentage numbers, three-point numbers, free throw numbers have all been fantastic early on. And it appears to be a team that takes care of the basketball well. Today, 16 assists, only 7 turnovers. Those are the kind of numbers you like to see.
You see those numbers because you have veterans, you have upperclassmen out here handling the basketball, doing all those types of things. You don't have a lot of younger players being asked to do that. You got Austin, a fifth-year senior, starting at the point guard. You have Brady Manick, a four-year starter, a guy has hit over 200 threes in his career. You wonder why you have such a good shooting team and a team that takes care of the basketball. Well, those are two huge reasons why. You want to have veterans, upperclassmen, especially when you want to win games in this league. You got to have those upperclassmen to carry a lot of the load because they've been through some of these fires before.
Here's the category that is a little concerning early, the rebounding. They only out-rebound this team by 2 today. They have been out-rebounded the previous 2 games. They haven't been super strong on the boards.
Well, and those are things you have to practice. And good shooting teams can get caught up in, hey, every time we shoot it's going in, so there's no reason to crash the boards. And so they get a little tricked by the fact that they can make so many shots. You know, they do it every day in practice, and in games they've shot the ball so well. So they need to continue to practice crashing the boards on the offensive end, give yourself some second-chance points, and then also blocking out every single possession. It was neat tonight. We had several guards. Davion had a ton of rebounds. He had 6 himself, 5 or 6. Alondis had 5 or 6. I mean, so those are guys, when you got those guys getting down there and rebounding, helping out on the defensive boards, that's a huge plus.
Sooners win at 85-54. We'll take our final postgame timeout, and we'll visit with Lon Kruger next. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. we energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Pizza Hut has put a full court press on your game day needs. Let us feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes. Start with two oven fresh, one topping medium pizzas. Then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings, or go wild and add a third medium one topping pizza. Finding yourself in more of a one-on-one situation? Then our $10 taste maker is for you. Order a large three topping pizza for just $10. Select either of our contactless options. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
You know, we should switch to Geico.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
We could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Ooh, with that kind of scratch, we can get the band back together for a reunion tour.
A, we were never in a band. B, Glenn let us play the tambourine on stage one time. And C, we will, however, put that savings towards a new interview suit.
Look what I found. Huh? Still got it.
Oh, no.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
DJ Jones, pass deflected, stolen. The Seacats got it. Push ahead. Anyang Garang dunks it. And the crowd goes crazy. Anyang's first 2 points in a Sooner uniform.
This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly.
Sooners win it today 85-54, and it's time now for our postgame interview with Lon Kruger, brought to you by OU Health. Coach joining us live from the Sooner locker room now. Coach, congratulations. How'd you feel about the win today?
Thanks, Toby. A good step. Obviously, no one felt great about adding Xavier, and I thought the guys responded to that. They didn't feel good about it. And I thought they took it upon themselves to respond in a way that you'd want them to. I thought much more activity defensively. Davion and Mosier on the ball out front really set a good tone. I thought that was contagious for the other guys and moved the ball offensively and made good plays for each other.
Coach, you mentioned Mo Gibson. I mean, just how important was it for him to get going?
Oh, it was great. He's such a good guy and such a good teammate. All the guys were pulling for him to get a couple down, and when he did, they were excited and certainly happy for Moj. And we know that's the first few of many that he's going to make.
Kerr had 14 points and 8 rebounds, 3 blocks for you today. His comfort level seems to be increasing with every game, Coach.
It is. He just keeps getting better. He never really had this role before. The level of expectation on the offensive end, especially. Teammates, need him to score. We need him to score, and I think he's taking that challenge on and making good progress. He's got much more skill than what people might realize, and we need to get him the ball and need to get him involved a little bit more.
Coach, another guy that did well tonight was Victor Walker. He played well in Cincinnati against Xavier, and then another good performance tonight. Talk about Vic and his play.
Victor's activity and just his intensity, enthusiasm is great. We really need that. He was 2 weeks ago prior to the quarantine from the COVID. He was really making progress rapidly, and we'll get him back. He'll get back there pretty quickly. But it was really a setback those 2 weeks. But to see him go in with the activity that he had second half at Xavier and come back today, he'll get better and better.
We'll let you go after this, Coach. I would imagine, you want to win them all. But if you're going to drop one, you want your team to learn from that. And it sounds like they did. It sounds like they went, had a couple of spirited days of practice and were able to implement what you wanted them to improve on here today. That's just got to be encouraging to see them accept coaching after a loss like that.
This is a good group. Xavier's a good team. Yeah, but we didn't play the way we wanted to and expected to. And the guys realized that. And, it was a great learning opportunity. Again, there's a fine line there. I think we came out of TCU feeling a little bit happy. This is second game, so we got a whole lot to learn. But we learned that you can't approach the next one as if you've done anything. And I thought we did that at Xavier, and they got their heads up and started making shots, and the confidence exploded, and we didn't handle that very well. But we learned a lot. Yeah, we learned a lot, and good to see.
Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Kip.
That's Lon Kruger, our postgame interview presented by OU Health. The future of health is here. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. Sherry Sooners in action here in the LNC tomorrow, 2 o'clock. They get Texas State. Brian Brinkley on the call of that one for you. Pregame at 1:30. We'll be back here Wednesday night. The Sooners will be back here. Lon Kruger's team Wednesday night. Oral Roberts, that's a game that wasn't on your original schedule this year, so make sure you add it and you're here Wednesday night or listening Wednesday night. 7 o'clock tip-off against a good ORU team. They battled Oklahoma State right down to the wire in Stillwater last week. Kevin and I will have pregame coverage for you starting Wednesday night at 6:30. Then a big day next Saturday, Big 12 championship football game at 11, OU basketball against Houston Baptist here at 4. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Kevin, final thought today?
No, just a great performance by all the guys. So happy to see them bounce back. And I like this group, Toby. I really do. I think they have a chance to be really good. So it's going to be a fun ride this year.
Good energy, a lot of firepower. There's a lot of good teams in this conference, so it's not going to be easy, but I agree with you. It's fun to watch them early. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to our crew today, Kevin Henry, Drake Dykin, Levi Yoder back in the Sooner Network studios. Final score one final time on a Saturday in the LNC. It was Oklahoma 85 and Florida A&M 54. Until Wednesday night, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.